So we're here with Kevin Porter, the Batman, and of course Jesse, who we've introduced in our podcast as the top tier funder on Kickstarter campaign for Project Lex. So Kevin wanted to spend some time with Jesse here, talk a little bit. So how's the day going, Kevin?
Day's awesome. Unfortunately, Superman, Josh Bolting, and House and I were late. We had to pick up the Joker. Joker is he lives in some obscure area of Burbank, and we couldn't find it. The GPS on my Batmobile had gone awry, and so we were driving in circles. So we were a couple hours late.
Leave it to the Joker.
You know, even when we're trying to help him, he's playing pranks. Yeah, he gave us an address that didn't quite work.
So let's see. So Jesse, you mentioned you've already got to hang out a little bit with Kevin.
I'm fanboying over Kevin here.
Awesome. So do you have any questions for Kevin that you'd like to ask him about? Well, video cosplay Batman.
I think every question that's been asked has been asked of you.
Okay.
So probably.
I'm pretty sure you can look up all his Q&A on his.
A lot of questions floating around up there. You know what's funny is I love the questions. I think that your wife asked me a question that had never been asked before, and that's what I appreciate. I love questions that catch me off guard and kind of open me up a little bit about why I do what I do or what have you. And I think she asked, if I hadn't been cast as Bat in the Sun, would I eventually find my way to this community? And I thought it was a great question. Mm-hmm. And I would absolutely say yes, especially now when over the last year, two, three at the most, but definitely over the last 18 months, cosplaying and this type of community is trending highly, and I think it's in its infancy, which is incredible.
Yeah, it seems like the level of it's been probably the past couple years, and it seems like it's just growing and growing and growing. And I know there's within the community there's a lot of mixed feelings, I guess, on Heroes of Cosplay. Not with each other, but the show Heroes of Cosplay.
I'm not familiar with it.
It put it out there on Sci-Fi, but there was. Like most television shows, they try to dramatize certain situations a little bit more, so it kind of created that. But at the same time, it drew a lot of attention and a lot of people in who weren't familiar with it to kind of get in with it and to know that community a little bit better.
Well, my entree into cosplaying, I guess we'll call it, I worked at Disney back in, and I'm going to say it, 99. I was the first Tarzan for the opening of the film. And so that was the first time I'd ever dressed up in costume, and it was an amazing opportunity, amazing training. And then I was shortly thereafter cast as Batman for Warner Brothers. And then I worked at Universal Studios and as Captain America in Universal Studios Hollywood. So little did I know I was cosplaying there at that point. I was just blessed enough to get paid for it. And so I joined forces with Bat in the Sun. And still working for Warner Brothers, working for Marvel, working for Disney, working for Universal Studios, making the films as well. And those are kind of on the side because I didn't want to jeopardize the licensed opportunities. Then over the last year and a half, the word cosplay has been thrown around with my name a lot. I didn't even know what that meant. I thought it was like HeroClix or something. And I was like, okay, I didn't know what cosplay. And so I Googled it. And I'm like, oh, okay, those are the guys that dress up at the conventions. Mm-hmm. And my experience with anyone that dresses up at a convention and comes up, and normally they'll come up because I'm the official Batman for Warner Brothers, and they're very gracious and very kind, is I'm in awe of them for their sheer passion and sheer drive to dress up and walk around all day in that suit. And it takes such commitment. So to be grouped together and associated with such an amazing group of, to me, I view this as modern day theater, this modern theater, performing artists immersed in their environment. So we're all actors. And like I'll talk to someone and they'll go, well, I'm not an actor, I'm a cosplayer. No, you are an actor. You're acting every time you step out on stage, which is a convention floor, and you are Wonder Woman, you are Flash. You're acting, and it's even more difficult because there's no cut. There's no end of a scene. You're playing it all the way through.
That's a fantastic way to put it.
Yeah, and that's who wouldn't want to be associated with that community? And they've embraced me so, and I love them. Love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you said. If you feel like a superhero, you are a superhero.
Yeah. I say you wear the suit. The suit doesn't wear you. You walk with swagger. You walk with confidence, and it doesn't matter if it's bought at Target or if you get it from the highest end company. you wear the suit and you own it.
Mm-hmm. And that ties in a lot with what of Cyanide Kisses, who was just sitting here, was saying too, that sometimes you get some people who don't cosplay, or the outsiders that'll criticize somebody else's costume or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's where she's saying it's everybody should be able to feel confident in what they're doing. You mentioned whether it's the, you know, cheap costume, mm-hmm. hand built or something special. And that's something I think that within, you mentioned it as a community, something within the community is really well respected. And you point out that people come up to other people in costume, they're always well received. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just praises the work and put into it. And it's because you never know, it could be their first costume, it could be on a budget, it could be something that is just a unique take on a character that they didn't perceive it as.
I talked to your better half yesterday about this.
A much better half.
How, Jesse, I'll bring you into this. It's an all-inclusive community. Mm. And today we're blessed with the higher ends. We really are. Mm-hmm. These are the Cadillac of the cosplayers. And I look around and I'm just in awe to be associated with these people. But then you have those that didn't make the cheerleading squad. And they didn't make the football team. And they're looking for a community. They're looking for an identity. And they're like, oh, these people, these are my people. Mm-hmm. And they're my people. They're Jesse's people. I'm going to get a costume, and I'm going to go to a convention. And they're embraced. As soon as they walk in, they're like, I am with. There's no way that Aaliyah Vamp would see someone in a lower-end costume and criticize her. She'll hug her, mm-hmm. and welcome her and revere her passion and her heart getting into it. And that's what I love also about the community is it's all-inclusive. You put forth an effort. You take it seriously as you can while having fun, and you'll be embraced.
Mm. That's a great way to put it. You look
Jesse,
like you had something.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Have you cosplayed?
I did for the very first time.
Uh-huh.
I dressed up as an anime character.
Okay.
Yes.
Who was it?
An anime character.
Well, which one?
From a really popular one called Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a good one. I love him.
I actually crossed cosplay, so I cosplayed as a girl.
Oh, good.
Because
we like to call that gender bending.
Yes. Because my friend, she didn't want to cosplay by herself.
I want to backtrack here. You dressed up like a woman.
I had a wig.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you pretty?
She put on the makeup for me, yes.
Okay.
I think there's a picture out there.
Okay, good.
But it was, even with that, it was an experience, was it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. You know, I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-mm. And where was this at a convention? Sorry.
Yeah, it was at Anime Los Angeles. Okay. It was in January.
Okay. You know, you could probably hit quite a few conventions and not just a comic convention dressed like that.
Yeah.
Maybe some in Vegas.
Some Vegas.
Yes. Have you considered doing some superhero cosplaying? What character, if you could cosplay a superhero, what would it be?
I would have you Batman, right?
I love that.
Everybody
I love
wants
that
to be Batman.
Because if you cosplayed Batman, you'd be my hero. Because you're saying there's no rules, there's no walls, there's no barriers. I can be what I want. I love that.
Yeah, because I was actually thinking maybe I should become Robin today.
There we go.
If you came in with Robin.
I was thinking about that, actually.
He was already Lois Lane. I don't know if you caught the images. Josh was
saving
him. Oh, yes. I was there.
Okay.
I was there.
So you could be Robin next.
Actually, that would be more Supergirl in Infinity Crisis.
Was that? Okay.
Or Crisis on Infinite Earths as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody's dressed up. So I think I would have felt left out if I didn't dress up myself. So
I think you'd be a great Robin.
Terry has tons of stuff here. We might be able to find a Robin costume.
You put a suit on, and we'll get some pictures taken. That'll be great.
There we go.
And that'll be your first step into the superhero cosplay community. You couldn't ask for a better send-off with these group of guys.
Definitely.
There you go. I think at the very least, even without a costume, we need to make sure we get a number of them up on stage with you for a good shot, too.
Oh, gosh, when we first showed up yesterday, I wish you could have been here yesterday, but I understand you were celebrating Chinese New Year.
Right.
How do you say Happy New Year in Mandarin?
Oh, I'm Vietnamese. Happy New Year in Vietnamese is Chúc Mừng Năm
Mới. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Say it one more time in the microphone.
Chúc Mừng Năm Mới.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Did you guys like fireworks? Do you have any traditions? Like what we do on New Year's Day is, do you eat black-eyed peas and cabbage?
No, we drink alcohol and light fireworks.
No, not New Year's Eve, but New Year's Day.
Oh, New Year's Day.
We watch football and we eat black-eyed peas.
Oh, so we don't. My family never really had big traditions. My
You would just sleep it off. That's your tradition.
I don't know. We would. I mean, we would always do because everybody was off, so you kind of have the family day and stuff.
Yeah.
But I worked retail for so long up after I started my own family that it was kind of I had to be at work anyway, so it wasn't really anything there. But I'd say, I mean, we go out to eat, hang out with as a family, so it was all kind of about that family time.
Celebrating the birth of the new year. Mm-hmm. What was your tradition yesterday? What did you guys do? Did you like fireworks? Is that your thing? Like jump around with like paper dragons?
Oh,
like,
I mean, if you want to go to a festival, I mean, there's like line dancing.
Uh-huh. Line dancing. I'm familiar with that. I'm from the South, so I know line dancing.
Yes,
we call it the two-step. Is it not the same thing?
No.
No? There's no Shania Twain in your line dancing.
Yeah, but we were celebrating at home, so we just had a family gathering.
Oh.
You know, that's it. Simple cookout.
Did you stand up at the head of the table and say, I want everyone to know that I am foregoing meeting Leanna Van to be here with you on this Chinese New Year?
They should all feel special for that.
They should. Just bring a picture. Okay. Have you reached out to her? Have you had any communication? You're familiar with Leanna, of course.
Right, yes.
Have you reached out to her?
No, not.
Okay, we're going to make sure that she reaches out to you and thanks you personally.
Right. Mm. Maybe we get a like video set up or something.
That would be awesome. Did you get a chance to interview her yesterday?
We didn't interview her yesterday.
Okay, she's a dear. She's amazing. One of the most professional, sweet, and most talented cosplayers that I've come across. Definitely top of the line.
And the Catwoman look she had yesterday was perfect, too. She was a flawless.
Oh, well, there's that, too.
That helps. But.
I'm actually shooting with her on Tuesday. Did you see the Batman suit, the latest Bat in the Sun Batman suit? I'm actually wearing the core part of the suit right now, currently, as we speak.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll show it to you right now. This is actually an exclusive sneak peek of the Batman suit. Actually, that was it right there. Who's your favorite superhero, Jesse?
It would have to be.
You can say Batman. You can just say that right there. That's the suit that I'm shooting with Leanna Van.
Yes, so we did. I think Bat and the Sun shared it yesterday on their Instagram.
Yes.
So
yeah,
Bat and the Sun Instagram photo from this weekend is the suit we're referencing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I think that the Catwoman suit that Leanna will be wearing is a custom as well. Mm-hmm. And she's in her heel. She's all of 6 feet tall. So she matches up. There's other cat women out there that, and they're wonderful and they look great, but they're not 6 foot. They're not 5'10". They're not 5'9". So Leanna's perfect. She matches up well. Mm-hmm. And Aaron with Bat in the Sun, he likes his superheroes tall. And so
I can tell.
Yeah. And what's funny, whenever we walk in, it's Paul, the Joker. You haven't met the Joker. Have you met Paul yet?
He's still in makeup, so he'll be out here in a bit.
Yeah, Paul is 6'4". I'm 6'5". Josh is 6'3". So when we come in, it's pretty easy to spot the Bat in the Sun guys because we're all tall.
Yeah, it's very tiring looking up.
Yeah, it's like standing downtown L.A. with skyscrapers that actually walk.
Yeah, it's a tall group for sure. And Paul, when you see him here, he fits the Joker as well. So is this for a video or for photo for Tuesday?
A photo.
For just photo?
Yeah. Okay. And the thing that I love is none of this is monetized. And I love that. We do other things. And I'm fortunate enough to have it all performance-based. But we're here for the sheer passion of the art of what we do. And what we're shooting, we're shooting on Tuesday. It's just to get brilliant shots. And artists, they create, they paint, they sculpt. Because it just has to be done. And the opportunity for me to be in this suit, to be with someone of the caliber of Leanne, being shot by Aaron, I would do it. I would pay to do it. That's how epic these pictures are going to be. And also, I know that once, and I'm pretty bright. I know that once they get out there, they're going to get a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. It's going to get a lot of attention. Because you have a group of people that have come together that are blessed to be considered the higher ups in the field. And then the magic happens. It's almost like the Pro Bowl. This is clearly the Pro Bowl of cosplay right here. So
it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. So you see, I'm watching Megan Marie right now and I met her for the first time in person the other night. Were you at the meet and greet?
I was not at the meet and greet, unfortunately.
And she was just bubbly, and she was sweet. And I was like, okay, well, gosh, she's cute.
And she's incredibly humble, too.
That's exactly. And then I was like, okay, it'll be interesting seeing her pull off this powerful Amazon. She's amazing, amazing. She shoots very well. She gets very much into character. And you can't imagine anyone else owning that role but her.
No, she is Wonder Woman. And we talked on podcast, off podcast about it all weekend, is that everybody here seems so perfectly casted mm-hmm. for their roles. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Jesse?
That's why I was the many thousands of people that backed this project. I just had to see this happen.
That's a good point, yeah.
Well, we're going to try to get Jesse in a character, a male character this time, if you don't mind.
I'm telling you, Terry here, who's been an incredible host.
Terry, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, he's been an incredible host. He's got costumes everywhere.
This is Terry McGinnis. Have you interviewed Terry?
Terry hasn't been on the microphone yet. Okay, he's been kind of shy.
Terry
he's
is the gracious shy. Host of this amazing studio, and he has costume after costume. Is there any suit that we can put Jesse in?
Of course. We have tons of it. Now, what character would he want to be in?
Well, he's not gender specific, clearly, but I would like some type of male superhero.
Okay. Let's see.
Do you have any Robin suits?
Actually, I think somebody borrowed that.
Oh.
Let me see what I can do.
All right.
Let me go take a look.
We're going to.
That would be a dream come true for Jesse and myself. Are you up for that, Jesse?
Yes, of course.
Let's make that happen. Awesome, okay. Terry's on that. He's run to the back to his little bat cave to throw together a costume.
And he does have a bat cave for people listening.
I feel like we're like commentating a football game. This is awesome. Oh, he's back. He's back.
So you have to be DC, right?
That would be nice.
Okay. I missed it.
All right. He's back. He snuck up on me.
He's got a grin
kinda,
on his face,
kind of like Batman.
He's got the bat cave. It has felt like a commentary because we've been pointing out a lot of things, too, throughout the weekend. But Terry had a huge grin on his face there, so I think he already has something in mind.
He's a good guy. And were you able to spend some time with Terry?
Yeah, Terry's he went out to eat with us last night.
Oh, awesome thank you. Guy. Thanks for the invite.
It was Adams.
I had dinner with I love referring to people and their character names. I had dinner with Superman, the Joker, and Aaron and Sean from the Bat and the Sun guys. We went to a place called Crust in Studio City on Ventura.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was great. It was a pizza place, but when you're wearing spandex, you eat salad at pizza places. The Joker ate a ton of pizza.
Once again, perfectly casted characters here.
Exactly. And if we look over, we see the great Josh Waltinghouse. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's eating jerky.
Eating right now?
He's eating beef jerky, his meal of choice, snack of choice.
He works out his jaw there because he obviously works out everything else wonderfully.
So I don't see the difference between jerky and like a piece of steak that fell underneath the fridge for like six months ago.
6 months.
Yeah, it's just dried out meat.
And right behind him, they are getting shots again of Lex Luthor in the armor.
Lex Luthor is a spectacular. You know what I feel like? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's
what we're doing.
There it is. Look
Lex
at this
Luthor
wonderful
is,
float.
Is amazing. Again, brilliantly cast. Mm-hmm. The suit is incredible. And as it should, the bulk of the attention has gone to that suit. Mm-hmm. And Adam, he oversaw every single step of that suit. And that was incredible as well. The beautiful Eve Beauregard, mm-hmm. all the way from Australia, has come in for this. And you had a chance to meet Eve. What was your perception of Eve? Now, you've seen her. You're familiar with her work.
Yes, I am.
Okay, how was it to have met her in person?
Oh, man, my heart's broken.
Is it broken? Why?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, did you make a move? Did you ask her out? I didn't see anything.
She didn't catch my subtle signals.
There are signals.
Signals.
Yes.
Very subtle.
I didn't catch the signals, but was the signal like the half stutter that you did? Was
Batman,
that the signal?
Even Batman would have caught it.
I did not catch that. Do you think she caught it?
No.
Well, maybe you should be a little more overt.
She's quite lovely, yes.
Oh, yeah, and very sweet. And then you throw in the Australian accent. Boom, knocks that out of the park.
It's a home run.
Yes, and you were able to meet the adorable and beautiful Abby Darkstar before she left.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she did swing by today.
I can't see her in her Poison Ivy outfit.
But no, but you got to see her at her best, which is her natural best.
Yes.
Her beautiful face.
She was she was back there for a good 4 or 5 hours, it seemed
like,
yesterday.
Getting into that. Yeah. Oh, it was just, green paint and liquid latex and committed. Mm-hmm. That's another word that cosplayers are completely and utterly committed. Whenever I'm on set as Batman for a sanctioned event, our sets are 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off, boom. And we have a handler, and they monitor that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Batman, it's time to go back to the Batcave, 30 minutes in, boom, pop the head off. These cosplayers, they will come in a costume. They will wear them for 8 hours straight. Mm-hmm. They will change in the car. They will change in the bathroom. And I look at them, and they are my heroes. They are my heroes. It makes me feel lazy. It really does. And they come up to me, and they're, oh, my God. And I'm like, no, no, no. You're the man. You're the man.
That's a good point, because there's a good breeze that comes through here, and Eve's been in costume all weekend. And I don't know. I would need more clothes than that for the weekend.
My suit's relatively comfortable. Cyborg has to get suited up in his get up, we like to say.
And the backpack has to stay on because it has to go on before the other armor. So he has to be committed to wearing that backpack.
And here comes the great Adam J. Adam, how are you?
Oh my God, Kevin Porter, I'm such a fan.
I hear that a lot. Well, I'm a fan of yours. And I just wanted to see, what was your crowning achievement so far in this weekend?
I would say having breakfast with Kevin Porter. That was amazing. Three times, and he didn't eat the cottage cheese.
Okay. It was only three times?
Yeah, three times.
But I brought you out here four, so I think you owe me lunch.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll tell you what, because you were 2 hours late today.
So you'll dock it for my pay.
We're even.
Okay.
Okay, so this weekend, it was manic yesterday, but everyone was professional.
Yeah.
That is the thing. Everyone was professional, courteous, passionate, and, you know, there's a lot of talent in front of the camera, behind the camera, people helping all across the board. It's the whole experience. I can't pick out one thing because, you know, all the actors to me, same level. They are, because they're here, they're helping make this project become reality. And I think the fans will love what's going to come out from this weekend.
One thing I noticed from your demeanor, excuse me, he's tweeting right now as we speak. This is how popular Adam J is. One thing I noticed in your demeanor right now is you have a huge sense of relief. You have a smile on your face that wasn't there at all yesterday.
Sorry, what did you say?
You were tweeting.
I was reading the comment, sorry.
What was the comment? What are you reading right now?
Actually, it was from, like...
Is it about me?
No, it was when the four of us were in the trunk of the car.
You tweeted that?
Well, it's on the Facebook page, yeah.
Did you say that was for us, though?
Well,
I inspired that picture. I inspired that picture.
You don't even read the page.
I inspired that picture.
Batman and Adam J are fighting.
The first picture.
No. You said the first one, but we upped it. We kept raising the stakes on that one.
Until what happened, we won.
You blew us out of the water with the trunk picture.
We did. Anyway, sorry, carry on. What's the question?
Yesterday.
Boys, seriously, come on. This is a serious
podcast. We're going to get in a fight here. I'm trying to prevent Batman and Adam fighting here.
That's not – that would be a fight. That would –
It wouldn't be, but I wouldn't fight him.
We're not going to play Trivial Pursuit.
He knows I can chop him down mentally with cutting words.
Without teeth. What? No, I noticed that you have a smile on your face. You're breathing deeply. This is a demeanor that you didn't have at all yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, you were pretty wound up.
I think it's because it was the first day. Yeah, it got 11 months of planning, and it all came down to, like, yesterday, when everyone was together for the first time. So there is a lot of stress, because you've got the set, you've got people coming in, you don't know how people will react to everything, costumes coming on. So as I was shooting people on stage, I'm also very aware of people around me and how they're enjoying it. Hopefully, they're enjoying it, interacting with each other. And Kevin Porter's taking a mickey out of my lazy eye, but that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, that picture of Joshua Boldinghouse with you two—he looks amazing in it. So, but yeah, today is a lot for me. A lot less stressful. I feel as though I got the meat yesterday. Today is just all the fine trimmings to make it a gorgeous roast dinner.
I feel like when the group shot took place, that's when you could see the sense of relief come over Adam. No, you weren't that bad.
Seriously.
You could tell there was
well,
you had been
I was finished. Yes,
you were like
that.
It wasn't because you were still Adam.
I think, it's
but you were you could tell you were like, this needs to go perfectly.
I was happy with how everything had gone, and I think that comes down to everyone being professional, being courteous, and being passionate about it. I mean, I learned a lot about, like, the people that originally I might have just spoke to via Facebook and met for the first time yesterday. So for me, I was kind of like in awe as well. So
you were fanboying.
I kind of see him out the corner of my eye. I'm on his way then because mentally he's going, please say something about me. Please.
No, you did when you said you were in awe, and I knew you were talking about me. I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I saw you looking at me out of your lazy eye. And
that would have been the other side. This one's a straight one.
Okay. Are you looking at me now?
Okay, that's related about. That really is related
about. So, Kevin did talk to Terry. The goal right now is for Terry to find a costume to get Jesse into costume on stage with some of them.
Sure. Jesse has cosplayed before, but as a woman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and so this time...
I don't know the story, though.
Yeah, it's a nice story. He did it for a friend.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, you did do Lois Lane and Superman over there as
that
well.
That was Wonder Woman. I know, that was Supergirl. Do you not know your universe?
Dude, I'm standing next to Kevin Porter. I'm shitting myself right now. I'm nervous.
Keep going. Let's go on this route. Keep going with that.
So I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at Jesse.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Boom!
Anyway, have I shown you this picture of me? Hold on. No, okay. All righty. Hey, thank you very much. The great Adam J. All right. What a super guy.
Yes.
This is now we should do this more often. We should take this on the road.
Definitely.
We can.
He's waiting for
Mike. No, just great. We're done. We're done with you. Thank you.
We were complimenting. Yeah. He was complimenting.
Yeah, it was good. All right, I'm gonna go get suited up.
Awesome. So Kevin Porter's gonna go finish becoming Batman. We just revealed the secret identity there. So and then Terry is on the job to find something to get Jesse in costume as well.
Do you have something in mind? First of all, they're uniforms. They're uniforms.
DC one I have left is probably Catwoman, or we can dress him up as Arkham City Police.
Yes.
Well, there is a part of me that wants to see you rock Catwoman. There's that part. So that would be entirely up to you.
What do you think?
You can take the easy way, or you can be challenged.
I think that's too easy, right, for me?
Which way is too easy way?
What?
You want the easy way?
You want the easy way, or do you?
Let's spice it up.
Oh!
I think he wants to go Catwoman, which could be awesome. Come on,
I you know what? He's got a lot of guts here. You got to give him. You got to give him credit. Yes, Jesse is willing to go there. She should probably do both, though.
Yeah. Like, well, what underneath, and then.
Oh, and then.
There. Well, you may want to show these to mom and dad.
So those ones will be there.
Now, have they seen your cosplay before?
No, they didn't.
Good call on that one. Okay, so let's do this. We can do your suit of choice, which is a girl. And then we'll have you dressed up as a Gotham City police officer. And that's the one you can show mom and dad.
Yeah. I was even thinking, because we got the shield car. I know it's Marvel, but if you stand in front of the logo at least and block it, you could be in front of the police car with Batman.
Look at that. I would be more than happy.
We're rewriting Adam's day right now, by the way.
Yes. And you and I can do a scene together as Batman and Catwoman.
There you go. Awesome.
That's kind of my dream come true as well. And who knows? Maybe Tuesday I'll fire Leanna and bring you in for the photo shoot.
I'll be her stunt double.
Yes. Yeah. We'll put you in heels. There you go.
That's fantastic.
All right. Let's make that happen. I'm going to go get geared up.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going for the actual handshake.
Yes.
Wow,
we appreciate
it. Your thumb snapped. Jesse, it's a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you in heels. Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Well, it was just some more great coverage from behind the scenes here at Project Lex. Jesse, co-hosting, I guess, here with Kevin Porter and Iggy here for another Nerdcast episode. We're signing out. We'll get you more coverage here at Project Lex.